Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why and how to optimize your database, your WordPress database. And I have to, you know, let our audience know that good old Dave won't be talking much this episode because this is a very technical topic and I'm going to toss it over to my good friend Tim. I'll see you at the end of the show.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the way WordPress works, WordPress stores data, content in the database, the MySQL database. And so that's anything from posts to pages to settings. If you're using plugins on your site, it's going to store a lot of stuff in the database too. And so as you use your WordPress site more and more, so adding lots of content, installing lots of plugins, your database starts to fill up rather quickly, lots of different database tables. And that's not in itself a bad thing, but every once in a while, you do want to go through and optimize the database. And so there's some plugins that we're going to add to the list that will help with that. But essentially, what you want to do is you want to delete anything that doesn't need to be there. And so one of the big things that happens is WordPress will store revisions. And so you'll have a post and then you'll revise it several times and click save and edit it and whatever. Well, WordPress by default will store all of those as revisions. And so you want to make sure that you delete all of those revisions so that it's not taking up space that you don't need. After you publish the post and it's live, you don't really need to go back and edit those different revisions. And so there's some ways you can do that so it won't store revisions, but we're going to just kind of help you fix that now with a couple different plugins here. So that's the first thing is revisions. Another thing is a lot of times when you're building a site, you're testing out different plugins. You're installing plugins and then seeing if they do what you need and then realizing they don't, so you uninstall them. Well, WordPress by default will, when you uninstall a plugin, it will leave any database content that the plugin created in the database. And kind of the idea behind that is so you can uninstall it and then come back to it later and all your settings and everything will remain there. And it's convenient in those cases, but most of the time you basically have these plugins that you're no longer using that have kind of just taken a dump in your database. It might be a little bit gross visual, but essentially you have this old database content that's sitting there that is not just taking up space, but it can potentially be slowing down your site as well. And so there's a plugin called WP Optimize, and it's by the same people behind Updraft Plus. And so, you know, it's a solid plugin. And basically what it does is it will do everything we talked about. It'll help you delete revisions. It will help you identify database tables that aren't being used anymore. And so you can make decisions on to remove them or what. And so it does a lot of different things. It does a lot in the free version that's in the WordPress repository. We have a link in the show notes. And then there's also a paid version. I haven't looked at it closely to see if it's something that you would really need. It seems like it just adds kind of another layer of features on top of what's already there for free. Doesn't look like it's anything too necessary. But yeah, that would be the first one. There's another one called Better Delete Revisions. It does revision deleting, and so we'll put a link in the show notes for that one too. WP Optimize does that as well, so that's why I'm mentioning it first, is we'll kind of do everything, but if you only want to go after the revisions, you can do a revision delete plugin instead. So that's pretty much everything. That's why you want to do it. That's how to optimize your WordPress database, and so yeah, definitely check out WP Optimize because it can really speed up your website.
I'm so glad that I could help our audience clean up their and optimize their WordPress database, Tim.
Right.
Just kidding. Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, one that I will be involved in, which is why you need to be a finisher more than a starter. Don't miss tomorrow's episode. You're going to really enjoy it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.